Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, friends, to the Nick Humphries Medium Show, here on MikeSpirit.fm. Your host, Nick, will be discussing various spiritual topics and will be inviting you to phone in with your views and experiences. You will also have the chance to get a reading from Nick during the show. In his upcoming shows, Nick will be inviting special guests to talk about their spiritual awareness. And here is your host, Nick Humphries.
Well, hey, this is Nick Humphries, your host. I'm actually, welcome to the Nick Humphries Medium Show. I'm actually watching the Olympics. If anybody's watching it, it's great. We've got the women's team playing at Brazil at the moment and doing particularly well. So go on, girls. Good luck. So what have we got tonight? Well, we've got this competition that's still running to win tickets to go and see Derek Acora and Colin Fry on the 27th of September in Cardiff. We shall move to that in a minute. I did put the advert out to people to find a little bit of information about me, because the question is, where in London was I raised? The information is all available on my website, which is www.nick-humphries.com. And also, if you want to get in contact with me, the telephone numbers are for the US 760-283-4611, and everywhere else it's 001-760-283-4611. Or you've got Skype, which is free, obviously, because the 001 number is actually a chargeable number. So just be warned. Make sure you've got the bill payers yes and go ahead permission. Thank you, is the word I'm looking for. So Blog Talk Radio, you can go to that. It's www.blogtalkradio.com/MikeSpiritFM. And I'd just like to welcome a few listeners that are, I know that are listening to the show. We've got Sister Breen and Mary Lou. And also to a guy, get this, a guy called Frank Humphries, and he's no relation. But Frank Humphries is part of the Third Eye Paranormal Investigation Team. And we've been talking, we've been saying hello, and but we don't think there must be some sort of connection family wise somewhere along the line. We don't know. We really haven't spoken about that. But hello, Frank. Anyway, if you're listening, I know you've messaged me, so you'll listen later. So we'll catch up soon. So let's go to this competition, and I'll move on to other stuff in a minute. So the competition is to win a pair of tickets to go and see Derek Acora and Colin Fry on the 27th of September in Cardiff. This is going to be a great show. I will be going as well. I had a pair of tickets that was won last week, and I've been fortunate enough to be given tickets by the organisers. So if you want to win a pair of tickets, all you've got to do is just email me the answer. Okay, so email me at info@nick-humphries.com. And the question is, where in London was I raised? Now, you can go to my website. The information's in there. I know, because I updated it the other day. So it is in there. It's quite easy. And, good luck. So just email me. I haven't had any emails so far, which is really surprising. See, these guys are really great when you go and see them. And you just generally need to go and see them, because it's going to be a good show. So obviously, as you know, my format of the show is that I do have some music running through it. I do readings. But I need to say this as well about the readings, that I like to give as much as I can, okay? So if that means that I spend 15 minutes, 5 minutes, 20 minutes on one person, then I will do that. Because I always say during my shows that I will give 100% of whatever spirit is telling me, because I can't make sense of it, because it's not my job. Okay, that's where you guys come in, because the information is for you. I can try and make you understand it a bit more, and so on, but I am also available for private one-to-one readings via Skype, okay, and one-to-one, so privately together. But Skype, obviously, if you're in the States, you can go to my web address and look me up, and you can buy your readings through that. It's not a problem. It's easy. So So how is everybody? We've had a week's worth of summer, and we've now shot into autumn. So this is a bit depressing. But hey ho. That's actually reminded me of something that I was meant to say about 2 weeks ago, about why we're having this crazy weather. Now, a lot of people think and put it down to it being 2012 and the Mayan calendar and the end of the world, blah, 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 blah. Okay. Well, I can't see it being like that. Okay. What I will say, okay, this is just my theory. Okay. That it's not been scientifically proven, so don't quote me on it. Okay. Is that 2012 is quite a significant year. Okay. For a lot of reasons. Okay. We've got new energy coming in. So the old energy is going out. A lot of people going through either losing old friends, new friends, and so on, they're either losing their jobs and new jobs are coming in. But I want to talk about the weather, because weather is obviously a major factor here as well. And I think personally that I know during the year, during the course of 2012, our planet, our solar system is going to be in different alignments. And at some stage, that all the planets will be in one straight line. Okay, bear with me on this. Okay, so not so long ago, we had Venus going in front of the Sun, which is not the normal. Hasn't done that for how many years? Millions of years, I think, or at least hundreds of thousands of years. So, so this is another factor. The Sun itself is having a solar storm. So it itself is having a clear out, and unfortunately we're getting the stuff that's coming from that. Okay, so so I think my theory is that the fact that because we're getting all these planet changes, the Earth has changed on its axis. It's now a few degrees more, or tilting a different way on its axis. Okay, the pole has changed as well. It's no longer where it used to be. It's now shifted. Even though it's just a fraction, it has shifted. So count all this up, it's bound to make a difference to our solar system and our weather pattern. Okay, and also we are to blame as well. There's no doubt about that. We are to blame, and you know, we do things, you know, to the Earth, and we're bound to get a bit of payback. It's just the way it is. So and that's why we are having this weather pattern. My wife is looking at me, and also apparently the moon is getting further away from us. There you go. And obviously we know that the moon affects the tides, so and that affects the weather. So hang on, should I ask her if she wants to do my show? No. Okay. So there you go. That's my theory. Okay, on that. If you want a theory on the Egyptians, hey, I'm your man. I've got loads of theories on the Egyptians, but I won't go there tonight. So, right, so the numbers that you need to ring are 760-283-4611. That's if you're in the US for a reading, okay? Bear with me, and I know some people are on hold and so on, but just bear with me, okay? Everywhere else, it's 001-760-283-4611. See, I forgot the number then. Or you've got www.blogtalkradio.com/MikeSpiritFM. So, and also, you know, have a look at my website. It's www.nick-humphreys.com. And yeah, it's a great website. I love it to bits. So, I was meant to have guests tonight as well. This is the thing. So, and this is the other thing that I was going to go on to say about how things happen for a reason. Now, I know I've touched on this before. And I was supposed to have a guest that I had organised, and they've kind of let me down. And my producer said, hey, you know, I've got somebody that is loving to be a guest on your show. Yeah, bring him on. And they've let Ken down. So it's just little old me again tonight. But, yeah, no worry. These things are meant to happen. So I also want to say this as well, and I know I'm touching on lots of different subjects here. And obviously, if you've got something to say, say it. Tap it into the... if you tap it into the chat room, I'm hesitating because I know what I'm saying. If you've got a question and you want to put it into the chat room, I'll see if I can answer it, okay? But I want to talk about positive affirmations, okay? On Facebook, on my international and medium Nick Humphreys page, I actually put daily affirmation cards on okay, one per day, as it's his daily affirmation. And I go through this quite a lot because I doubt stuff that comes to me. I sometimes doubt that, you know, about my work with spirit and so on, and how do I get this and how do I do that. But really, daily affirmation should be a positive daily affirmation. So you actually think about the things that you need, okay? And there's a difference here. Think about the things that you need, not want, okay? So, because if you want, you won't get. If you need it, it'll come to you, okay? But you have to be positive with your affirmation. You have to be, and I'm seriously, you need to be really positive. You can't think, oh, do you know what? I really need this job I'm going for. And then follow it up with, but I probably won't get it because somebody else is probably going to be better than me. If you follow it up like that, you won't get the job. You need to be, I am going to get this job. I need this job. I am going to be better than everybody else there, and believe in it. Follow that through. It's the same if, you know, if you're running a little bit low on cash, say, look, I really need a bit of extra cash somewhere, and put it out to the universe and say it to the universe. You know what, universe, I really need this extra little bit of cash just to tie me over, and get me through to, you know, whatever it is, or to help me support whatever it is, you know. But don't follow it with, you know, but you probably weren't going to give it to me anyway, you know. So, because what it does is it follows your positive with a negative, and it's the negative that always will rebound first, okay? So you have to bear this in mind. Hang on a second. Explain yourself. It's mine. What do you mean? My producer's just typing in there, it's mine. So I'm just asking what it means. So be positive. Be as positive as you can. And don't let those others around you, okay, knock it down. Don't let them say, yeah, right, whatever. That's never going to happen, okay? Because that's their negative rubbing onto you, okay? Because they've put doubt in your mind, and you need to be positive. I keep saying the word positive now. I'm so positive. I know we're going to have a great show. I'm so positive. But, you know, it's not egotistical, okay? You just know, and you're putting that positive affirmation out there. So, fun times, okay? What else is going on? I've actually got my tour starting next month, which I'm getting considerably more excited but nervous about. So it starts in Cardiff on the 18th, okay? Saturday the 18th in Cardiff, and it's in the Maldron Hotel, which is a Best Western Plus hotel in Cardiff, okay? Doors open at 7. The show starts at 7:30. Tickets are £8. You can buy them online through my Facebook page. You could buy them online through my website. My Facebook page is International Medium Nick Humphreys, and obviously my website, www.nick-humphreys.com, because I am your host for the next an hour and 45 minutes. Okay, but it's going to be a great show. The tickets are available also on the door. Okay, it's very important. And I'll actually be walking around town on that day, handing out leaflets, talking to people, having a bit of a laugh, see if I can, you know, get people interested, and just generally be there, put my face out a little bit. And then I move on for the next week. I'm actually in Reading. So if you're listening and you're in Reading, look it up, okay? It's going to be a great show. It's they're intimate shows. They're not big. They're not theatres. They are smaller little hotel shows, okay? So it's going to be a bit more intimate. Just generally a nice, relaxed evening. That's really what I'm after, okay? So, yeah, just... But look at my website as well, because actually there's a lot of... If you go to events, it lists all the events I'm doing. And also while I'm thinking it, and I'm just being told this as well, about just to mention about the charities. On my website, if you go to churches and charities, it shows all the charities that I am actually supporting. And the way that I'm actually raising money here, okay, is that I know my readings here are free. I actually pay for the privilege to have this radio show, okay? So I don't charge for the readings. They are completely free. But I would... like, if you want to, you can go to it's not set up yet, so you can't. There's a website called Just Giving, okay? It's www.justgiving.com, and I think my page is www.justgiving.com/Nick's team, okay? And you can click on whatever charity you'd like to donate to. You don't have to, okay? It's just just would be nice to raise a bit of money. I know these charities are actually based in the UK, apart from, well, they are UK based, but they are for, let's say, for instance, now the rainforest. Obviously, we don't have a rainforest here. We have a lot of rain. We just don't have a lot of a rainforest. Okay. So it's just an idea. Okay. And then on Sunday, I'm actually on the Psychic Roundtable, which is the spiritual journey here on Blog Talk. It starts at 10 p.m. UK time. I think that's 4 p.m. Eastern. Okay. Actually, do you know what? I've just missed somebody out. I forgot to say to my newfound brother out in America. Okay. Welcome, Jay. Okay. Jay Black, that is. I know you're listening. And lots of love to you and your family. And I'll tell you, I'm really looking forward to and really excited about next year, because I just know that we will be coming over to America. We just need to get the funds and, most importantly, get our passports sorted. That's the key, really. So, so unless we actually become stowaways. Say, you know, if a little 11-year-old kid could do it, I don't see why we can't do it. But anyway, what we're going to do, okay, I'm going to check my emails during this break. We're going to go to a music break, going to check my emails. I'll hopefully announce the winner. I can't believe that nobody's actually emailed in. It's really ridiculous. If you're in the States, okay, only answer the question if you can get to the show. Okay, we did have two lovely ladies that won the tickets last week, but they had to hand them over because they're a stateside. So, and they, obviously they can't come over here, or they couldn't come over here in time. So only enter the competition if you are here in the UK and able to travel to Cardiff on the 27th. Okay, I don't want to waste your time, and I don't want to waste these tickets. They are great tickets. So we're going to go to our first track of the evening. Considering that we've got the London Olympics on, we're doing reasonably well. Okay, you know, we haven't won a gold yet, but don't say anything. We might get some tomorrow. We're going to get to some music, and then I'll come back and I shall open telephone lines and we shall start with some reading. So let's go to the music. London Calling, and obviously appropriate for the 2012 Olympic Games going on in London as we speak. It's still 0-0 to Great Britain versus Brazil, just in case anybody wants to know. Sorry, 1-0. I'm just being corrected. It's 1-0. So anyway, I'll tell you, I'm having a bit of a mad time. Don't ever be a medium, okay, because it really does your memory up. Okay, I've got a seriously bad memory. I'm terrible with names. So what we're going to do is we're just going to check the emails again, okay? So obviously the question is, where was I raised? Okay, obviously I was raised in London, but whereabouts in London was I raised? Just have a bit of fun. Anybody that's in the chat room, if you want to have a look, have a delve into my past and see where I was raised and see if you can guess. You can imagine yourself going to this lovely show that I keep going on about. So I am aware that we have got callers. I'm just getting confirmation who is going to be the first caller. Obviously, the telephone numbers that you need to phone, and phone me, your host, Nick Humphreys. The area code is 760-283-4611 or 001, 760-283-4611. I do know that I say that too quickly, but I say it quite often, and it should be well known by now. So, excuse me. So, let's open up then. Let's go to telephone lines. But what I will say is that if you've got any questions, even if you don't want to read in, and you've got any questions about how you develop or something going on about the spiritual realms you don't quite understand, if you want, you know, if you just want to have a bit of a general chit chat, please just call in. Okay, I'm quite happy to do that. It's what we're here for. It's what I'm here for anyway. It's my show. I can do this for you. So let's go to the first caller and see what happens. So is it area code 435?
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Can you hear me? I'm okay.
Just about hear you. Yes. Okay. Can I take your name?
Helen.
Hi, Helen. And where are you calling from?
Utah.
Utah. Aha. Okay. And how can I help you this evening?
My finances. I'm in a really bad place, and I need my finances to get.
Okay. Right here. Right. Finances. Okay. Right. Okay. I'll tell you what I'm picking up. Okay. Before I move to the spirit world, because I've got a gentleman here coming forward for you at the moment, okay? But I've been being told by this gentleman that actually this finance situation has been going on for quite some time. He doesn't understand this.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. And I will say, he's just telling me, actually, it seems to fluctuate. It seems to go okay, and he just managed to get somewhere, and then it all folds in on itself. Do you understand what I mean?
Yes.
Sweetheart, this gentleman is talking to me at the moment as I step over my dog. He's coming through as a very loving gentleman, okay? And he would have worn glasses. He's showing me that he would have worn glasses. I do feel very fatherly with him, but what I will say, I just want to ask him one key question. Hang on a second. Can you just give me that?
Yes.
Okay. I'm also... When I feel fatherly with him, I also feel like as if like he could be a husband. Would you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I don't know if I'm getting my wires crossed here, because I feel Would you understand you've got a husband in the spirit world?
No.
Right. Okay.
My ex-husband helps me out sometimes.
Right. Okay. Because this gentleman's. I'm going to stick with the father link. Okay. But he keeps going on about husband. But it may not be important, but I have to give, as I said right at the very beginning, I will give you everything that they say, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Right. Okay, right. He's just saying to me, yeah, it's actually been a real great struggle. So let's see how we can try and work this out for you. Right. Okay. He's talking about August, okay? The August, things will start to make more sense in August. Okay, right, thank you. Because he's just telling me that actually have you been filling out a lot of forms or some sort of planning? Because he's talking about the fact that you've been writing a lot of it looks like forms. Okay, he keeps showing me, and it looks like either forms or documents of some sort where you're having to show your accounts. Does that make any sense?
No, but it could if this investment comes through next month, that's what I need, and it will have to do with documents.
Right, because
I
get a feeling, okay, from this, what I'm being shown is like, you know, when you go to somewhere and they go to a bank, they say to me, what's your ingoings and what's your outgoings, or incomings and what's your outgoings? It's that sort of document. That's what I keep seeing, okay?
So that would have to be, I owe the IRS and I owe state taxes and I haven't paid my credit cards for 3 years. Is that a bankruptcy?
I wouldn't say it's a bankruptcy. I would say it's more like we over here, before we even go to bankruptcy, okay, we have like, a debt management scheme where we can go to a debt financial company and say, look, this is our outgoings, this is our ingoings. I need the banks to freeze all interest and charges and so on. Okay, that's what I feel is happening. That's all going to happen. Where and don't be frightened by this, because it actually works out a lot better for people, because it's more structured. Where instead of us trying to work out if we're going to have a spare dollar here or spend a spare dollar here to pay off whatever it is actually well structured. So, okay. Yeah, he's just giving me confirmation that actually this is what's happening or what will be happening. He's talking about August, so this obviously this month, okay? So, but I'm looking towards the end of this month. So it would be like you writing out a financial plan. You know, this is X, this is what I get in, this is what I have to pay out, this is how much I owe, this is how much I can afford to pay out. So even you turn around and say, right, I could pay £5 per credit card that I owe to, or $5 or whatever it is, okay? So it's like a financial plan. Okay, this is what's coming into action. You understand this?
Okay. Yes.
Okay. But he's actually a really nice gentleman, okay? Because he's sort of laughing and chuckling because he wants to bring a bit of enjoyment into it as well. So it's like a bit of light relief. So it's like, phew, you know, actually, do you know what? It's lifted a whole load of weight off my shoulders, actually knowing that, yeah, I owe a lot of money. But actually, do you know what? It's going to be a lot easier from now on, okay? But, okay, thank you. And I will say this as well. There are a lot of people in the same situation, okay? You are not alone.
Yeah.
And there are people around you that will help you, you know, fill out the forms if necessary. Okay, thank you. Okay. Sweetheart, why is he talking about... okay, right, thank you. He just said to me about son. So you got a brother, is it? Oh, he keeps going on about son. He says, I'll tell you what he says, okay, and then you can reply, okay? He's telling me about there's a question mark around son, as if he's not doing what he's supposed to be doing. Do you understand this?
My son?
Well, he just said son, okay?
Huh.
Yeah, something going. So it could be either you've got a brother, but he said, "Oh, you know, the son is just not doing what they're supposed to be doing." Does that make sense to you?
Could be my brother.
I feel I'd say at the beginning it feels more like brother because he's saying son, so I'm putting that to him. So it's like, okay. Would you understand? Like your let's stick with your brother, okay? Because your brother is not doing, when he says not doing what he's supposed to be doing, it's like, I almost feel like misbehaving.
Okay. Maybe I better check on him, huh? Yeah.
He's just saying to me, it's like he's gone a bit wild. I have to give it to you, okay?
Yeah.
Let's try and stick with the evidence and this financial part for you, okay? I'd say this gentleman, okay, this father figure that I've got here, is actually a really strong character, okay? But he's given me an awful lot of problems to do with his health, okay? So this gentleman that's standing here with me, beside me now, is telling me that actually he would have passed with complications to the chest area. You'd understand this with him?
Yes.
Okay. He's making my chest feel very, very tight, and I feel almost a little bit drunk with him. So he would have been on medication. You'd understand this? And a lot of medication. Okay, thank you. Okay, can you take that away? Because I don't really want that. It hurts. Okay. Right. Okay. He's telling me, actually, this was going on for quite some time with him as well. You'd understand this?
Yes.
Okay. And he's saying in some states as well, it was quite agonizing. You understand that?
Yes.
Okay. Because he's giving me a lot of pain here, okay? A lot of discomfort. And bless his heart, you know. Okay, thank you. But he's saying to me what he tried to do, because he could see that not only was he suffering, but people around him were suffering as well. You'd understand that?
Yes.
And he tried his hardest, actually, not to let it show. He was saying things like, we shouldn't grumble, but, he tried not to grumble, basically, okay? Okay. So I'm just trying to see what else we've got. I'm just going a bit quiet for a second because I'm asking him in my head, okay, what else is going on, okay? Can you give me a bit more? Would you understand he's talking about cigarettes as well? He keeps going on about the fact that either him or someone around him just kept on talking about, you should give up smoking. So do you smoke? Because
I have COPD.
Right, okay. 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 Because he's telling me that give up, okay?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. Okay. Right. You're also on medication as well as we speak, aren't you?
Yes.
Okay. Because what he's saying to me is, you know what, she smokes and she's on medication and it just doesn't do anything for her. Okay, not the medication. Okay, you should stick with the medication, okay? But it's almost like you're taking medication for one thing and then you're smoking and I don't know how to explain it. It's like, it's hard to explain. It's just like, yeah, but as long as you understand, then great.
Yes.
Right, okay. Right. Say again. Right. With who then? He's talking about visiting, okay? Right. He's talking about visiting. It's like, not that he visits. Thank you. Right. He's talking about church. He's talking about a church or a centre like that. Okay.
I go to church.
Sorry, say again?
I do go to church.
Right, okay. Right, do you know what I'm feeling with this, okay? Is it a spiritual church you go to? Not a normal, when you say normal church, it's not like a normal church, but a spiritist church, where they
there
have
me. There isn't one around here. This is just a really small community.
Right, okay. Because I'm still not understanding what he means by the fact that need to visit. Okay. Because I feel like he's trying to come through. He's trying to come through to be with you. Okay, second. Okay, but he's saying others. Be with you and others. So there's others that he would like to visit as well, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Because I'm right in saying your mum's still on the earth plane. You understand this?
Yes.
Okay. And your mum's ill as well.
Yes, she is.
Okay. Right. Because thank you. He's telling me that actually he visits mum. Okay, he visits mum to give comfort, and she actually is quite shy or scared about actually saying that maybe she's actually seen him. Okay.
Okay.
Right. Actually, I'm just being told. No, she hasn't seen me, but she's felt me. She's felt me around. Okay.
Okay.
Right. Okay. And you'd also understand as well. He just said to me, "Can you just tell her to pass this message on?" Right. And the message is, "Can you just get all that garbage out of the backyard?" It's almost like he's laughing. Sorry, but there's a lot of rubbish in the backyard. Okay. Would you understand this at all?
That would be spiritual. That would be getting my life back in order, getting out of the garbage that I'm in.
Okay. I thought it was a physical thing, as if it was actually a physical amount of stuff that needs to go into the garbage. But you take it as you wish. Okay. Right. No, see, I'm still... It's just said to me about, no, this is different. Spiritual cleansing. Okay.
Yes.
Right. It's almost like you and your mum need to have spiritual cleansing, but he's also talking about physical as well. So physically, can you just show me. Right. I am physically being shown either there is something going on in the backyard, okay, connected to your mum, because he keeps going on about the fact that I'm going to stick with the word garden, okay, because we call it garden over here. The garden needs clearing out because it's got some sort of rubbish there or something.
Okay.
I don't know. But maybe you need to ask, okay, or go around there and visit and see what's there, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, give me
I'll do that.
Right. I just asked him a bit more. I said, I just want a bit more information about the financial side. And he said, the state are going to increase the benefits that you're on.
Actually, they're going to decrease. My unemployment is just about out. I got 2 weeks left.
Right, okay. No, I don't agree with that. He's still saying increase, okay? They are going to increase, and I want to look at, I don't know if you have it out there, do you have like something that's like disability allowance?
I tried that and they wouldn't. They said no.
Right. I have to stick with what they're saying, okay? This lovely gentleman here, this father figure that's in the spirit world, is telling me that actually the state are going to up your benefits, okay? And he's giving a look at disability allowance or whatever it is it's called out there, okay? it's going to be around that where they will increase. Okay. Right. Okay. But he wants you to not give up. Okay. Wants you to not. And I'm talking physically here. Okay. Because he's telling me that there have been times when you have thought about giving it up. Do you understand what I mean?
Yes, I do.
Sweetheart, there's...
I'm very tired.
There's more to life, okay, than just money, okay? Okay, thank you. He's telling me that you need to be strong and not to give up physically, okay? You do understand what I mean by that, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. Okay, sweetheart. Okay. Okay. Right. He just wants to say this as well, okay? He's just saying to me about that he's not disappointed, okay? Okay, thank you. Right, okay. It's a bit bizarre. He just said, you know, just said I'm not disappointed, okay? But that you see that you disappoint yourself. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. He just said to me, it's gonna be hard, okay, and you're gonna have to dig deep. All this financial stuff, okay, is going to look harder, but actually the process of it is going to be a lot better for you, okay.
Okay.
It's almost gonna like lead to a new lease of life for you, and it will do. Believe me, it will do. I've seen people go through this process over here in the UK. And they're completely down in the dumps because they have so much pressure about financial stuff. But when they actually announce themselves, not bankrupt, but the fact that they can't afford to pay their debts back just yet, and everybody around them says, okay, it's fine, you know, we understand, let's put you on this payment plan, and it all lifts up, okay? It's just be strong, okay? Okay. Right, thank you.
Okay.
Just as a closing note, okay, I'm going to say this as well, okay, that he listens to you, okay, and he's watching. He's actually watching quite eagerly as to what goes on around you because he's concerned, okay, and I would even go as far as to say that he's concerned at the fact that maybe you should be with people and not on your own. Does this make sense?
I am staying with somebody, but it's not a good place.
Right. Okay. Thank you. Because he's just saying that you need to be with people, with others. Okay? This is all he's saying.
Okay.
He's not saying about your relationship. He's just saying that you need to be with others. Thank you. okay. He just said, yeah, others that are more caring, more understanding. You'll understand this as well, okay?
Yes.
He's a really nice guy. This is your father that's in spirit, isn't it?
Yes.
He's a really nice guy. Really, really nice guy. Very down to earth, but very straightforward with how he thinks, okay? And the things that he wants to say. He's no messing. But he says it in a gentle way, okay? Okay, thank you. Right, I'm going to leave it here, sweetheart, okay? Right, okay, thank you. He's just saying that he's going to be around, okay?
Okay.
And actually, he's enjoyed his time coming forward. It's not the first time either. You understand this?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Right. So I'm going to leave it there, sweetheart, okay? Don't
okay.
worry. And don't give up. But take Father's love from the spirit world because, oh boy, he's a strong character. Okay, he's a great guy. Okay, but look towards probably the end of August where things will start to actually develop for the better, okay? But we do have free will, okay? So
yeah.
sometimes we have to make things happen, you know, or we can decide not to do anything at all, okay?
Okay.
All right, sweetheart.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
If you want to listen to this again, okay, obviously you can go to the archives of Mike Spirit FM, okay, and listen to your heart's content, okay?
Thank you
right.
very much.
Take care, sweetie.
Bye.
Goodbye. Oh, bless. I bless. I'll tell you. Obviously, we thank, as we always do, we thank the Spirit for coming forward and giving us that vital information. Okay, and let's all send out a healing prayer to her. She really needs it. In fact, I will put Helen's name in our healing book. Which we do. If you want some absent healing, give us your name. Okay, type it into the chat room. I will put you in our healing book, because we do a free healing circle every Monday, and we sit down and we send absent healing out to people in form of prayers and so on. And I actually do astral traveling, so I do sometimes if I'm not tired, I will come over and I will send some positive healing to you. So it's just great. So oh, bless her. Okay, so So we've got this competition. So I'm going to check my emails, because I know I had an email come through during that reading. So let's have a look. I'm not half Welsh. I am English. That was last week's question. Okay, last week's question was what am I half of? And I'm half Italian. Okay, I'm English and half Italian. So, but this week's question for the pair of tickets. Okay, and if I'm feeling really generous, I might give two pairs away. Okay, but this week's question is, where in London was I raised? Okay, it says it on my website address, or my website, okay, which is www.nick-humphreys.com. Go to About Me, okay, and it's in there somewhere, okay. I typed it in the other day just for this competition, okay. So, it doesn't matter at all. So I'll give two pairs of tickets away tonight, okay. I'm feeling completely generous. Two pairs of tickets to go and see Colin Fry, okay. We do have a winner, okay. A round of applause, okay. And it goes to now I hope you can make it, because if you can't make it, I'll be so upset. But this goes out to Anita, okay, and co. So well done. You have the correct answer. I won't say it out loud, okay, because I would like somebody else to win another pair of tickets. So, congratulations. It's great. So what time is it now? It's 10 to 10 already. I can't believe the time. So let's go back to the telephone lines, okay? If you do want to call the show, obviously if you're in the States, it's 760-283-4611. We'll have a bit of music in a minute. I just want to do another reading. It's one of those shows, isn't it? It's one of those really crazy shows. So, can I post my... Yes, I can. So, I'll tell you what we do. welcome, Christine, okay, to listening to my show. Welcome, sweetheart. She says she's stalking, but you're not really. My website, I'll say it out loud as I'm typing, okay, is www.nick-humphreys.com. Now, Humphreys is spelled H-U-M-P-H-R-I-E-S, okay. Now, if you're in the States, okay, and you have your own radio show, like the lovely Christine, and you'd like me to come and be a guest on there, hint, hint, okay, please do, I would just invite me along. I'll come along, and it'd be a good laugh. I am destined to be in America, that's for sure. So let's go back to the telephone lines. Let's see who's next. Okay, so it's area code 847.
Hi,
hello.
This is Jill.
Hi, Jill. How are you?
I'm good. I'm from Illinois.
Whoa, nice. And what's the weather for you today?
Do I need to ask you a question, or can you just see what comes through?
You can ask a question if you want. There's no guarantee.
Can we see what just comes through?
Okay, sweetheart. Let's see what comes through. I'll tell you what, as you speak, and quite forcefully, this lady can post it, okay? And then, I mean, spirit. you understand a lady that's in spirit that is telling me that she's mum?
Yes.
Okay, it's really good. Okay, right. Because she's telling me that you're really busy. You understand it?
I'm busy worrying.
Okay. My work is I will give you everything that she says to me, okay? And she's just telling me.
Okay.
She's telling me that so your energy levels are a little bit low. You'd understand it?
Yes.
Thank you. And that actually you need to rest a little. And actually you're not resting.
Okay.
Right. Okay. What are you worrying about? Don't answer what she's talking about. Okay. Do you understand? I just asked, you know, what are you worrying about? And she says, oh, of course, it's like she's going crazy. Do you understand it?
Okay. You broke up a little bit.
I've just asked Mum what you're so worried about or what you're worried about. Your mum's replied to me, oh, God, it's like she's going crazy. Like, mind is going this.
Okay.
Yes?
You're breaking up a little bit.
Okay.
You're coming in and out, and it's hard to hear some of it's not coming in. What you're saying is breaking up.
Okay, I apologize. It could be blocked radio. So, what I'm saying is that Mum is telling me that your mind is going a bit crazy, like thinking too much about a lot of you understand this?
Oh. Okay, my mom said I'm praying.
Okay.
Yeah, it's breaking up on me.
No, it's all right, sweetheart, don't worry. We'll work with it, okay? Your mom is telling me your mind, okay, is going crazy. You're thinking about too much. There's a lot going on. Yes?
Yes, that's true.
Sweetheart, she's also telling me that you're quite concerned about somebody else. You understand?
Okay.
Yes?
I have a daughter. I'm a single mom.
Right. But she's telling me that you're quite concerned about somebody.
Okay.
Do you understand this? Yes?
Yes. Right. I do.
Okay. I don't feel this is to do with your daughter. I feel it's with somebody else.
Okay.
Understand this?
Yes.
Okay. Because I'm being told around, it feels like health issues with you personally. Understand as well?
Yes.
Okay. Right, because she's just saying to me, do you know what? They've been tested. Yeah?
Okay, that broke up on me. I couldn't get that.
She's saying that this person you're concerned about has been tested.
Has been what?
For tests.
Okay.
Yes?
I don't know.
Okay. She's just telling me that actually things are okay. Okay? They are going to be okay. It's going to be a long person, but they're going to
okay.
And again, you're also
okay, you're not coming through at all.
Right. Give me now?
Yeah, the phone line's not, it's like breaking up.
Okay. I think it's probably my internet, because I know my internet is safe and tonight, especially for the show.
I'm here, but you're not coming through.
Okay. Anybody else hear me? Ken?
I'm here. It's like every other word is coming through.
Okay. I am breaking up.
Yes.
Right. Okay. Apologize. It's major. I can't carry it. Okay. Your mum is saying to me the same thing, like financial matters.
Okay, so she's saying everything's going to be okay, don't worry.
Yeah.
Okay.
Long and short of it, you're talking about other stuff, but
okay.
It's going to pan out for you.
Okay, everything will pan out for me, don't worry.
Absolutely.
Soon?
Is it going to be soon? It's just saying yes, okay?
Okay.
Towards the end of the year, okay? So it's quite soon.
Okay,
the end of the year
okay.
is quite right. She's
okay.
also giving me a bunch of flowers, okay? And a flowers, lily, like a favorite flower. Lily.
My daughter's name's Lily. Lily.
Very good. But you don't also. Is it Lily's birthday? It's almost like they're a gift.
Okay, her birthday is September 29th.
That far. So she's coming forward then to say happy birthday. Giving a flower of Lily's. Okay, so it's who she is. Okay?
Okay. Okay, so everything will all work out. It'll all by December.
It will start to pan out. So look towards
okay.
the end. Things will start to pan out for you a lot better, okay?
Okay. Thank you. I'm so sorry. I don't know why it was breaking up.
It's technology, okay?
Yeah. Thank you. Hopefully it won't break up with someone else.
I don't want to break up with anybody. Oh, there you go. Hey, technology. I do apologise if the sound is awful. I don't know what it is. I've checked my internet connection. Everything's fine. I've got this brand new set of headphones. They're working well. My laptop's up to date. Everything. So everything's hunky-dory apart from blog.radio. Okay? So I'm going to go to the next track. I'm going to go for a bit of a break, have a drink, and I'll be right back to see if anybody else wants to win these tickets. I've got another pair of tickets. I can't believe I'm being so generous and actually giving away another pair of tickets. So, right. So, I think I might have a winner. I might have a winner. Oh, okay, right. I have got a question that is being asked via email. So what I'll do is I'll go to this music track. I will come back and I will answer that question for you, okay? So let's go to the music and I'm going to get a drink of water and I'll be right back, okay? Speak to you in a minute.
Yeah. conversation has its flow. Oral communication, don't you know?
Problems with people not being able to hear the show. This is not a problem from my end, okay? This is Blog Talk Radio, because obviously people are breaking up this end when I'm trying to talk to them. So we do apologise, obviously. We try and be as professional as we can. Okay, I am Nick Humphries. I am your host, okay, for the next hour. Right, so I was set a question. Before I go back to the readings, I was set a question before we went into that little short break, okay? And the question was, what's the biggest hurdle that you've had to face becoming a medium? There's quite a few, I have to say. And the biggest hurdle for me was the trust issue. Trust in what spirit actually tell you. You know, it's really hard, because some of the stuff that they tell you about yourself or what you're meant to be doing is, you know, you sort of hang on to it, and you then start to disbelief. And when you start to disbelief, you start to think, oh, actually, do you know what? I don't know if I could trust them anymore. But actually, you do need to trust them, because they do give you that, whatever they say they're going to give you. They do give it to you in, you know, when it's the right time. And the other biggest hurdle was jealousy. I'll be honest, and I don't mean to swear, but the bitchiness as well. Jealousy that from other people or other mediums, because of the fact that what I do, whether or not I'm better than them or not, I don't care. There are many mediums out there that are far greater than me, because they have far greater experience. I don't get jealous in any way. In fact, I help other mediums step up and get up onto another level. I help them and wish them all along. But the latter, the bitchiness, was really hard to deal with, and that came from spiritual churches. And that was a real hard lesson, really, really hard lesson to deal with, because it really did have an effect. And also, really, the other thing that you'd sort of, I don't know if it's just me or if it's other mediums, but when you become a medium, or when you are a medium, because I was born a medium, but when you get to certain levels in your spiritual development, people either use you for their self gain, they pretend they're your friends for a certain period of time, and then they leave you, and then you have really good friends that just, you know, don't want to talk to you anymore, and that's another lesson itself. So there's many, many lessons to being a medium. But what I would say, and what I would teach you, is that if you're on this spiritual journey, is to have belief that you can have the trust in spirit, because spirit will never let you down. Okay, they will never ever let you down. People might do, but they will never. Okay, so have that belief in that trust. Okay, and follow your path with an open heart and an open mind, but be guarded. Okay, and protect yourself. Okay, but most of all, just be unconditional with it. So be unconditional in the way that you see people, because the quicker you do that, the quicker you go up those levels. Okay, so there's quite a lot that you have to deal with, and they are all big hurdles. So it's hard for me to pinpoint one, because there are many, and there are many lessons that the spirit world put to you, just to test you, to see that actually if you're worthy, or whether worthy is not the right word, but you know, whether or not you are willing to stand by. You know, I actually said to spirit, I am 100%, 200% with you guys. I would do whatever it takes for me to pass on the message. Okay, and I have stuck by that. And they do go, well, actually, do you know what, is he? Is he? Let's tell him to do this, or let's see if he's willing to do that. And I do it. It's brought me bad luck. It's brought me misery. It's brought me tears. But I trusted them, and at the end of it, it's brought me good. So just think on that. Okay. So we're going to go back to. Okay. Shall we have a guest tonight? Shall we, for the last 50 minutes? I'll put it to the vote. I'll put it to the vote in the chat room. Shall we have a guest? That's awesome advice. You're welcome, sweetheart. Okay. Right. So. Oh, that's a cop out. Right. So obviously, I'm Nick Humphries. I'm your host for the next 50 minutes or so. I'll tell you what. Yeah, let's have a guest. Let's have a guest, shall we? Okay. We have a guest here. Okay. And his name is Alan Drew. He's a medium and a psychic detective. Okay. So I've never met this guy. I haven't even spoken to this gentleman before. So this is going to be really great. And I hope you guys will just appreciate the lovely gift that this gentleman has. So, Alan, are you there? No? Maybe he's out. No, I don't know. Are you there, Alan? Nope, he's still connecting. So, well, I'll tell you what. While he's still connecting... No, it's not Andrew. It's Alan. Hello? Okay. I think what we do, I think we will move on to a caller, I think, just while we get this guest online, because I don't want to be sitting here and you listen to me blabbering on. So, no, his name's Alan. Alan Drew. Alan Drew. Alan Drew. Okay, one person. So, yeah, I've still got this pair of tickets, guys. If you're in the UK and you want to come along to see Derek Cora and Colin Fry, you need to, answer that question. We've already had one winner, okay, Anita. She has won a pair of tickets to go and see the lovely guys in Cardiff. And so we're going to go to a caller. I think that's the best thing. So can we go to the next caller, please? I'm just asking my producer now. Tick, 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 tick. Okay. He's still trying to get our guest online. So I'll tell you what we do. What's going on? So... Right, the numbers, I'm hesitating because I'm now waiting for this guest to join us. So the numbers you need to call are 760-283-4611. So, yep, take caller. That's what I said. So if we go to the next caller, then we can carry on. We'll do some more readings. Hello, next caller. God, live radio. You just can't beat live radio.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. I didn't know you were speaking to me.
Oh, sorry, sweetheart. Don't worry. It's gone a bit haywire. So,
okay.
Can I say your name, sweetheart?
My name is Tamla.
Pamela.
Tamla with a T.
Oh, Tamla. Oh, that's unusual. Tamla.
Uh-huh.
where are you calling from?
Louisiana. I spoke to you on another show. I think it was on Christine's show.
Yep.
Yeah, it was on a day where there were some other psychics with you on the line.
Oh, on the psychic round table every Sunday.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Yep, at 4 p.m. I think it is Eastern time, I believe.
Yes.
Yep. I thought I'd just do an advert there. There you go. How can I help you?
Well, when I talked to you last time, you were telling me about my gifts, and you were calling out some of my ancestors who were trying to get me to really cultivate my gift. And I thank you, because I've been really getting into meditation. Now, another thing that's coming up is for me is I need help kind of like with the relationship area, because it's like I get bombarded with a lot of different things and the relationship part is taking a back seat. So I kind of want to know if you can talk to my spirit guides to see what I can do to get back in alignment with that.
Right. Okay. Okay. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll say this, okay? This is my knowledge, okay? And a question for you before I link to spirit worlds, okay?
Okay.
It's not really a question, it's just a statement. Sometimes, okay, we're meant to do those things that are more important, okay? So if there's things going on in your life that are busy, keeping you busy and fairly important, then you need to stick to these things. Whereas relationships can sometimes take a back seat. Okay, that's all I'm saying on that. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. Right, let me just want to get confirmation. So, okay. Right. Okay, thank you. And I'm just being told as well, okay, this is not me, this is spirit world, okay? It's just telling me that actually, because sometimes we get busy, and we are busy with our lives, it doesn't make room for other things. It's like juggling six balls. Okay,
mm-hmm.
And we haven't got room to juggle anymore. So something's got to go. Okay, so we have to. Hang on a second. Right, thank you. Something's going to have to be moved or be less of a thing that you need to get on with. Does that make sense? Am I making sense there? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Right, sweetheart. Because as I'm talking, I've got this lady coming through. Okay, lovely. Really lovely personality, really, really, very bubbly. That was a bit weird. And she just made me go very, 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 very dizzy, very quickly. So I don't know if this lady passed with dizzy spells or she suffered with dizzy spells. Okay, but this lady looks like she's of average height, but would have carried a little bit of weight with her as well. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Okay, and she's coming through to say like. Right, okay. I'll only say what she's saying, and that is the fact that you only seem to get yourself in trouble when you're in a relationship. Do you understand what she means by this?
Yes, that's my grandmother.
Right, okay. She's just, I wish I could do the accents. It's almost like you just leave those men alone, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's like okay? Okay, it's not that you get in trouble, it's just that they cause you trouble. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah, because it's like my mindset is on other things, and then here they come, and then it's like I got to stop what I'm doing and just focus, and then it just, I don't know, it's crazy. I shouldn't say that, because most women, they want the relationship. In my case, it's just that I get so caught up with my business and my children and just other things. When a relationship comes, it's like, wow, now I got to deal with this.
She's standing here going, and it's, thank you. She just told me to tell you, are you actually listening to yourself? Are you listening to yourself? Okay? Because I said about those things that are more important than a relationship at the moment, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And she's saying that when you're in a relationship, it just causes problems. And you've just stated that, you know, you've got the children and your business. These are key things that are actually really important at this moment, okay? Okay. Why do you want to complicate things? That's what she just said to me. Why does she want to complicate things? Okay. Right. I can't say that. She's quite quite open-minded with the things that she says, your grandmother, okay? okay. It's almost like... how do I say that? I'm trying to think of a way to say it that's polite on air, okay? Because it's almost like, sister, you know, I know sometimes, sister, you need some loving, okay? but... I don't want to say anymore, but do you understand what she's coming? Okay.
Yeah. That sounds okay. Like her.
Okay. I tell you, she's a real character, really, really bubbly. She's just smiling, grinning ear to ear, this lady. Okay. Mm-hmm. But she's, so yeah, well, she's worn glasses because she's almost like she's tilted her head to look down or look over the glasses at me.
Yeah, she did.
Okay. But she's got that cheeky look in her eyes, you know, a little glisten. She's lovely. Okay, she's telling me your man will come when the time is right, okay? It's not me copping out here, okay? It's just her saying, your man will come. Okay, thank you. Actually, do you know what she's... Yeah, will come when the time is right. But the man that will come will appreciate you, the kids, and the things that you do, okay?
Okay.
Okay, thank you. She said, not some random, I don't want to say it, but some random guy that's going to just be there and, you know, come in and out of your life. This is going to be a guy that means a lot to you, the kids, and, say again, right, okay, and we'll join in, okay, this is what she's saying to me. So he's going to be a part of the family. So this could be the, say again, when, right, do you celebrate Easter out there?
A little bit. That I know in our area, everyone does, but every now and then I take part in it.
Okay. So I'm feeling towards the Easter period. So we're talking next spring, okay? So it's around that time.
Okay.
Right?
Hello? Hello?
Okay. Hello?
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 Hello? Hello? How can I help?
Hello? Someone's just called me. This is Alan Droop, medium, psychic detective.
Oh, hello, Andrew. Just bear me a second, okay? I'm actually doing a reading at the moment. Just bear me a second.
Okay, no worries.
Right, sorry, sweetheart. Right, okay. Thank you. Right, she's telling me that you need to concentrate a bit more on your work, okay? Because that's really what's important at the moment. That's what's ticking, making you tick over, okay?
Okay.
You understand?
Right, yes. Okay.
But you don't have to look, because this person is going to come to you. Okay?
Okay. Okay. All right, good enough. Well, I'm going to let you go so you can get the caller. Thank
yes,
you so much.
Welcome, sweetheart. And thank you for calling. Obviously, you can listen to the archive as well, okay?
I will. Thank you.
Okay?
Bye-bye.
Bye. Take care, sweetheart. Hi, Alan.
Speaking.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. And welcome to Nick Humphrey's Medium Show. I know we haven't spoken before.
Hello, Tom. How are you doing?
There's a lot of interference in the background as well. Yeah, welcome to my show. So you're a psychic detective.
That's right, yeah. I'm a medium, but psychic. Primarily I love my psychic detective work more than anything else.
Okay. So how does that work?
Normally, someone contacts me for a reading, for any kind of psychic detective work. What I'd normally do is ask them to send me a photo or, you know, something personal, a personal item that belongs to the, you know, to the person who possibly what they're looking for. Perhaps it's someone who's, you know, who's missing, someone who's been missing for a long time, someone instead that wanted to, you know, who they haven't seen for a very long time. So what I do is spare with me. Yeah, what I do basically is I pick up the vibrations from the item.
Right.
That's how the psychic detective aspect works anyway.
Right, so you do like psychometry with that then? So somebody brings you a hat,
yeah.
or a photograph or something like that, okay. So obviously this is one of the many ways that mediums can work. So, and I'll be honest, I'm not that great at it. It's not my forte, but I always, you know, I get results with it. So do you like, I don't know, do you go out to, do you help the police, or do you link to a website, or?
But a lot of the time, people contact me privately through messaging or through the phone, and they'll ask me certain questions. And it's a lot of the work's done via email, basically, because they'll send me, you know, like photos, or they'll send me a personal item through the mail. It's a lot of it's very private, to be honest. You know, it's not very public related. It's mainly private clients what I work with.
Right. Okay.
But I also work on psychic phone lines as well. I also do normal mediumship work, an all-rounder, really. I mean, I've had the gift since I was a child. I mean, I first knew about it when I was about 6 or 7 years of age, when I started seeing, basically, the story, I was with my mum the one time, and I was walking by. I was only about 7 years old, and I saw these two people, and they looked very strange, very unusual, and quite transparent, and in, like, unusual clothing. And I turned around to my mum, and I said, yeah, how come them two people are, you know, in unusual clothing? And she turned around to me, and she goes, well, what two people? Because, you know, the ones over the road there. She goes, there's nobody there. That's one of the first occasions I recall, to be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, I remember myself was, I was actually sitting in bed, and it was like Narnia, the wardrobe doors open, and these people came through the wardrobe, and I was just like, you know, what's that? I thought it was a bit of fun, because I was, you know, I was only a kid,
yeah.
But they do contact us in the way that I suppose they're comfortable with it at the time, so...
Yeah. I mean, like I say, psychic detective work is my favourite, it's my favourite, really. I really do enjoy doing it. And the results I get from it, you know, so just bringing a smile to the person's face, you know, basically them finally getting answers to the questions that they've been longing for, you know, it's amazing in itself.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I do. I don't know if it's on my website anymore, but I do what I call the lost and found. You know, people phone me up and say, I've lost my passport or my driver's license, where is it? And I'd generally be able to link in with it. And, you know, it's the success rate on that is pretty good. I think the funniest story that I've ever had on that is that I was called round to this little old lady that lost her driver's license.
Mm.
And I kept on getting shown where it is. And I kept on going to this place and I'd find it, only to discover that it was a photocopy. So I'd ask again, where is it, where is it? You know, and they'd show me again. So I'd go to another destination, and there would be this passport. Yet it would be another photocopy. I'm going, no, you need to show me the original. So after about six attempts and six photocopies later, they actually found the original. So bizarre, really bizarre.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
Are you kind of like happy to do a reading on here, or...?
Well, I'll certainly try for you. I mean, I've had a few difficulties coming on tonight, obviously, as you're aware, because I was supposed to have come on earlier. But I wasn't sure if I was on, if I wasn't. Then I had problems with the Skype, and, you know, like, so I'll give it a go anyway. As long as I can keep the connection, I should be fine, yeah.
Yeah, sure. I mean, we know that we've had a slight problem with Blog Talk tonight, where listeners haven't always been able to hear us. So,
We'll
take a call.
Okay.
If you want to take the next call, that'd be great. Okay, so we've got... area code 256, are you there? Hello,
yes, I'm
area.
Here.
Hello,
I'm here.
How are you?
I am doing great, and I was sitting here listening on the phone. I was thinking, I hope I get to talk to this guy. I did.
Okay.
I'm Jovia in the room, by the way.
Oh, right, hi.
Hi.
Yeah, cool. So where about you calling from?
Alabama.
Alabama. See, I love the fact that I reach all over the United States. It's great. So I'll tell you what, you're going to have the pleasure of Alan this evening and myself, okay? So let's open up with Alan, okay? Alan, I'll leave it to you, okay? And
okay.
Then I'll link in afterwards if you wish.
Yeah, that's fine, yeah. Hello, Erica.
Wanda. America, yeah.
Run.
Alabama.
Yeah. What's your question? How can I help?
Oh, just whatever you can get from spirit, let's say work, just whatever you get.
Just whatever we get? Okay.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Alan's doing a reading now.
I'm picking up a lot of, is it work-related problems or issues?
Yes.
Yeah. I seem to be getting a lot of issues around that area. Does that make sense?
Yes. I'm not working. I'm trying to get a job.
Yeah, because I'm getting loads of forms in front of me, you see. Have you recently filled any application forms in front?
Yes, I did.
So they keep giving me, I don't know why, but they keep giving me the name Costco or something along them lines.
Can you spell that?
Yeah, it's I think, spare with me, because it's not always crystal clear, but it's
okay.
C-O-S-T-C-O, or C-O-S-C-O, Costco. I seem to be getting a strong link with reference to this. I feel that this is some kind of retail outlet.
No.
No, no. Are you looking for anything within the retail area?
No.
Okay, well, that seems to be coming. You're basically, they're showing me the form in front of me, you see, and it's got Costco, so perhaps it's... What area do you work in? Is it management? You look for management.
I did at one time. I'm trying to get on with a research company.
A research company?
Yes.
Oh, well, it's okay. Well, I'll just keep getting this Costco. But perhaps it's research on behalf of this retail outlet. Perhaps it's, a research job, on behalf of this outlet, maybe.
No, this is for a public. It's a research. No, it's not. It is dealing with the public. I'll tell you that much. And it is. It's for a study. It's research. It's for the Department of Public Health for alcohol and drug abuse. It's just a study. But I will be going out to homes, many people's homes.
Yeah.
So I will be dealing with the public.
Oh, right. Okay, then. Okay. I'm not really getting much else there, to be honest. Perhaps if I pass you across to Nick, getting a wrong connection, obviously, there, or something's not quite right, so...
Okay.
Would you mind taking that for me?
No, not at all. Let's see what we get. Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. Thank you. I'll tell you what I'm getting here, okay? I'm getting a lady coming forward to me, and she's just telling me that actually your life's going to change in a different direction, okay? Thank you. Thank you.
Great.
And she's just saying it's going to be slightly unexpected, okay? Not now, because I've just told you. But, okay. Right. Okay. And she's telling me, actually, that your field of work is going to change, okay?
Okay.
And that's... Thank you. And she's just saying that's what's going to be unexpected. It's almost... Right, okay. I'll tell you what I'm seeing. I'm seeing like you're going to be going into a job that you'd probably be used to or you've done before, but actually it'd be a different branch of that work that you've done, okay?
This is what I actually got an interview Sunday. I'm
right,
just waiting
okay.
for the other. It is, it's the same type company, but I've done like a study for educational. They have many different studies. So it's the same thing, but it's a different branch.
A different branch, okay.
Yes.
Right, okay. Right. Sweetheart, while I'm standing here, okay, and I'm trying to get this link for you, this lovely lady's coming forward, and she's telling me that she's grand, okay, on mum's side of the family, okay? Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay, sweetheart. And she looks really quite, I have to use the word delicate, she looks quite delicate. You'd understand this with her. And before she passed, she would have looked quite delicate. It could just be...
Not be somebody else.
No, I have to stick with what I'm saying, okay? Because
okay.
She's telling me she's grandmother on mum's side of the family. And to me, okay, she looks quite delicate. But of average build, okay?
Okay.
Well, she keeps talking about being delicate. So either people were being delicate with her, or
yes.
Okay, thank you. Okay, she just told me that before she passed, she had a lot of complications around the belly area. Okay, because I'm feeling all these little nooks and all these feelings in my belly area. It's quite uncomfortable. Okay, and this is
she
the lady that's
of a hernia operation in her stomach.
Right, okay.
Oh, you're
that's,
right.
Okay. Right, bless her, sweetheart. Okay. Because she's just... This is the lady that's actually giving me this information about this change in your life, okay? Right, okay. Right. And she's also just telling me as well that actually you've been, have you been arguing with a partner recently as well, or bickering?
There's
been some sort of, there's been some sort of upset, she's telling me. And she's giving me the idea of, because what she's saying, she, just tell them to calm down. Just like either they've been bickering. Do you understand what she means? It's like
I think I do.
It's like the stress of it all, the strain of it all has sort of come together. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Right, okay. She's talking about Christmas, okay? Now, obviously, Christmas is an important time for a lot of people, gatherings and so on. But she's making me feel a bit more excitable around Christmas time. So, thank you.
She loved Christmas.
Okay.
She loved it.
Okay. But I also want to put Christmas to an anniversary. Would you make sense of that?
Anniversary.
She just said the word
anniversary.
It could be a birthday, but when they say it's important, okay, it could be any of those things like birth, death, marriage, and so on, okay. But I want to put it towards that anniversary for some reason, okay. Okay, give me a bit more. Then. Right, okay. she actually liked the weather as well, the winter weather. You make sense of this because she's talking about snow.
Yes.
Okay. Now, do you get snow? Is it Alabama?
Very seldom, but we have gotten snow.
Because she told me that she loved the snow.
Right, because when we do get it, we love it. So we've gotten it a couple of times. I think last year and year before, it was like amazing for us in the South.
Right, okay. Because she just said to me, oh, do you know, I love the snow. Even though I can't really walk in it, I love it, okay? Right, okay. Say again. Right, and she's also just saying that granddad's there with her as well. You understand this?
Yes.
Okay. And he's, I'll tell you, a match made in heaven, okay, with these two. Okay, thank you. They are standing together in unison here, okay, and they are really strong. Okay, thank you. And granddad would have worn a hat as well. You understand this? He would have worn some sort of hat.
Yes,
because he's just tipped his hat to me. To say, you know, like, I've not howdy, that's too corny, but, you know,
that
like...
That sounds like my dad, though. He wore hats, okay. And he tipped a hat.
Okay, okay, thank you. This gentleman is just tipping his hat to me, okay? Okay, but this gentleman would have worn glasses as well, you understand this?
Yes, my grandfather did, yes.
Yeah, okay, there you go, his grandfather. Okay, thank you, sweetheart. Right. Okay, can you give me a bit more? I'm just asking if they can give me a little bit more about what's going on around you. Okay. They just said, do you know what? We're just happy. We're just happy. Okay. Okay. Right. Second. Right, okay. They're talking about... everybody seems to have a problem or have an issue around financial stuff. Okay, and they're just saying to me, do you know what, just forget about the financial stuff. Okay,
yeah.
That's what they just said to me. Okay, just forget about it. Okay. Right. Give me a bit more then. Just last bit then, we'll leave it there. Okay. Would you understand why there'd be some sort of interference going on around you as well at the moment?
Yes.
Okay. Right, and I want to put this towards people talking or interfering about your business. You understand this?
Yes.
Okay. Right. Okay. They're just telling me for you not to worry. Just don't listen to it. It's just rubbish. People won't listen to it. Okay. They will just they'll go, oh yeah, okay, whatever. Thank you. Storytelling. It's just storytelling. You'd understand this as well, okay?
Okay.
Okay. It's like they're prying into your own business, your private business, okay? So just don't worry about it. That's what they're saying, okay?
Okay.
So, sweetheart, I'm going to leave it there, okay? Because I'm going to try and get another couple of readings in before we finish,
okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
Take the love from your grandparents, okay? They are strong. They're together. They are well, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, sweetheart. You take care, and thank you for calling. If you want to listen to this again, okay, go to the archives of MikeSpirit.fm, should I say, okay, and you can listen to whenever you like, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. And guys, don't forget, you can also go to my website, okay, and look up about me and message me, and I'll message you back. It's, you know, it's not a problem. It's www.nick-humphreys.com. So, yeah, lovely. I love it. I love it when spirit comes through. So, Alan,
yeah.
You still there? How are you?
Yeah, just yeah, I'm still here. Yeah.
So this
not,
is your...
not the ideal debut, I should say, really. But there you go. You can't always get the information you want, I suppose.
No, but obviously, if this is your first time on radio, you know, nerves kick in. It's a different way of working. You know, we haven't got the people sitting in front of us or so on.
Yeah.
I know you do telephone lines. So just think of
I do telephone lines. Yeah.
You don't do.
No, I do telephone lines.
You do.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you know, just relax. Yeah. Just relax. So I'll tell you what. Should we go to another caller then?
Yep. By all means, yeah.
Would you like to take the first session, or
perhaps you should take the first session, maybe.
Right. Okay. Right. So we're going to go back to the telephone lines then, and we've got 585.
Hello.
Hello, area code 585. How are you?
Hi. How are you? I'm fine. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. Welcome to Nick Humphrey's Medium Show. So,
thank you.
Where are you? What's your name, sweetheart? And where are you calling from?
Pam, and I'm calling from Rochester, New York.
Rochester, New York. That's a new one for me. Okay, welcome to the show, Pam. How can we help you tonight?
Well, I've been very puzzled. My mom had passed away November 21st, 1979 of ovarian cancer. And one night I was getting ready to go out, and she was in the bathroom, and I asked if I could come in to use it quickly. And I looked at her stomach. It was as huge as a rock. I said, Mom, you're sick, aren't you? She goes, yes. I'm wondering if you can get anything from her, why she wouldn't tell any of us she was sick. It was not like her.
Mum had brown hair. Dark brown hair.
I couldn't hear, it was kind of like breaking up.
Your mum had dark brown hair.
Yeah.
And quite good, but not.
That's when you keep breaking up a lot.
She had a natural curl to her head, quite long, yeah?
Did she have what?
Had hair.
A hair problem?
No. She used to have her hair long.
Her hair up? Sometimes. I don't know what's going on. I can barely hear you.
Okay. She used to have her hair long.
Her hair long? No. She always has short hair.
The lady that I've got here has got some hair. Anyway.
I was on my phone or what, but you keep breaking up. I can barely understand you.
It's really hard to work when we keep... tell you what the message I've got for you, okay? I hope you hear it. She's saying that how am I supposed to tell my wife's deal? And...
I cannot make out a word you're saying. Somebody asked in the chat room if you're on Skype.
Hello?
Okay, that's better. I can hear him better.
Oh, okay.
Hello?
He's cutting out so bad, I can't even understand him.
This lady that I've got here is telling me, how am I supposed to tell me?
Hello?
Hello?
Okay, I can't hear him at all. Is he still on?
Alan? I'm still here.
Okay, I can hear you fine now, Nick. See, when you talk now, you're breaking up again.
Obviously, this is a sign that quite a different map. This lady that I've got here, I don't know if you can hear me, okay?
Listen, wait a minute. I'm going to a different part of the house. Okay, I think I can hear you better here.
Okay.
Okay.
But the lady that I've got here, okay, I get a feeling that she is mum, okay?
Okay.
How am I supposed to tell my kids, okay, that I'm ill and actually that it's not good news? This is what I'm saying. Just saying that I am sorry about the way that I treated my kids. This is what she's saying. With the way that I would, the way that I had to be in order to protect you guys. Same. Right.
Could you ask her one question? See if you can answer. Why did she not tell any of us? Is there six of us? Three boys and three girls, I'm the youngest. Why does she never tell any of us that she loved us? Even when she was dying right before me, I said, Mom, can you tell me once you love me?
Okay.
And she wouldn't say it.
Right, okay. Right, thank you. She just said, you know, I did love my kids. And she knows that she never showed it. She knows that she never showed it. And she does have that regret.
Okay.
She's also just telling me that actually it's something to do with her background, the way that she was brought up.
You know, that's what my aunt said, because her mom died when my mom was 3 days old, and my Aunt Gloria, her mother raised my mom, and I guess she was pretty mean to my mother.
Right. Okay. She's just saying to me that she just found it really hard to express herself. Yeah, emotionally. You know, she was... Not that your mum was a hard woman, but she found it hard to express her emotions. She'd understand this.
Okay.
And she's just saying, you know, she vented out a lot of anger, and it always seemed like it was aimed at you guys, and she keeps talking about you guys. But it was never meant to be that way.
And it was my father that she was... Oh, my God.
Wow.
Did you hear that?
Thunder.
Yeah. It scared me. I jumped.
This lady's got thunder and lightning there while she's calling in.
Yeah.
This lady that's calling in, she's got thunder and lightning there. You can hear it.
Ken, I can hear you.
Right.
If you can hear me, I'll say this as well, okay?
Okay.
The fact that you've got that thunder and lightning in the background is just confirmation of what I'm saying, okay? Because there is, okay? Because obviously thunder is like an anger thing as well.
It is? So when you hear thunder, it means anger?
Well, that's my interpretation of it, okay?
Okay.
It doesn't mean it's angry at you, okay? Okay.
Is it about my father? Was she angry with him for what he put her through?
Yeah, exactly that, okay?
Okay.
But also, she's standing here, she's sobbing, she's actually crying here, okay? Because, it's just really, find it really, really hard. And if she could, she would. And that is to show you how much she loves you guys, okay? Right. She's just talking about the boys. She just said the boys really tested. One of them actually ran away from home. You'd understand this?
One of them what?
Ran away from home.
Not the boys, I did.
Oh, okay.
I did a few times.
She just said the boys were testing and one of them ran away from home. That's her
Maybe
word.
One of the older ones did. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to make it fit, but obviously it sounds right that you ran away from home. So, okay. Right. So just saying, okay, and I'm going to leave it at this, on this note as well, that she just wanted the best for you, okay? She just wanted...
If I can ask you a quick question, is my father and my sister with her? You're near her?
I'm not seeing anybody at the moment, okay, that's with her.
Okay.
I would say so, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Right. A grandmother, but not sister at the moment.
Okay.
Okay. She's just saying this, well, this is a bit weird. She's just saying, not the way that you were brought up, don't let it reflect on how you should be today, okay? Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Okay, thank you. And it's almost like she's just saying to me, in fact, you know, you should live your life the opposite. Learn from her mistakes. That's what she's saying.
Yeah.
Bring this point. Bye.
See, my ex-husband was like that, and that's why I divorced him, because he started to be like my father.
Right, so your dad, yeah, okay.
And I had two sons to think about, so, you know, I told them I wanted out of the marriage, and I got out soon, so I wasn't with him too long.
Yeah, so learn by your mistakes, or their mistakes.
Yeah, I saw what my mother went through, and I said, I'm not going to go through that.
Right, okay. She's just saying... Okay. You're saying you've only got good in your heart. What she's saying about you. She's also just talking about a little bit of luck is coming your way. I don't know what she means by that. Obviously, luck is luck. But she's saying that luck is coming your way.
Okay, I hope it does.
Right, I don't understand this. Well, I do understand it, because it's what she's telling me. But she's also just saying about the fact that there could be a move in the future, in the near future. There's a move in the near future.
A move?
Yeah.
Well, eventually, where I live, I have a lot of stairs, and I have to get a knee replacement. So before I get it done, I'm going to have to move from where we live now, because there's too many stairs to go up and down.
There you go. Spirit always provides, okay? They always provide
okay.
That information. So this confirmation that it's going to happen. So I'm going to leave it there for you, okay?
Thank you very much, Nick. I appreciate it.
I'm not sure if Alan's still online. Are you still online, Alan? So anyway, Spiritheart, if you want to listen to this back again in the archives, you can do. Play it at myspirit.fm.
Okay.
All right, Spiritheart. And
thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, take care.
Thank you.
So yeah, we are having problems. We are having problems with Blog Talk. Obviously, that lovely lady there had the added bonus of some sort of thunderstorm going on in the background. So great. So right. So I've only got like 8 minutes left of my show. I don't think I've got time to go back to the lines, okay? Because I really need to get rid of these tickets, these fantastic tickets. right, Sam, you keep emailing me, okay, which I love. I don't mind that at all. But you're right, I am a half Italian. That's not the correct answer, okay? The question is, where in London was I raised, okay? If you go to my website, www.nick-humphreys.com, excuse me, and go to About Me, it's in the first couple of paragraphs. About where I was raised, okay? I was born in London, in Balham, okay? But I was raised in another place, okay? So email me again. Even if it's after the show, don't worry. I will contact you to let you know, and I will also announce the winners on my Facebook pages, okay? So, Sam, give it another try. You're obviously desperate to go to this show, but I do need the correct answer, okay? So I'll tell you what, we've got 10 minutes, okay? We've got 10 minutes. So let's go to the other line. Let's go to 205. Are you there, 205?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi there, sweetheart. How are you?
I'm okay. I have a dear friend who's about to pass, and she lives in another state, and she was waiting. She wanted me to come right before she got very ill, and I'm wondering if we could talk to her at this point, because I feel like she's hanging on because she wants me to be there.
Right. So let me, I just need to understand your question a bit more. You actually want me to talk to this lady that's ill, that's on the earth plane at the moment, yes?
Yes.
That's an interesting one. Okay. I'll be honest, I'm not sure how I'm going to do that because... thank you. Sweetheart, is this lady in and out of consciousness quite a lot?
She's pretty much in a coma right now, yes.
Right.
Her breathing is very shallow, and I feel like the portal is open. She just hasn't gone through yet.
Right, okay. I mean, for the listeners out there as well, okay, I'll be completely honest, okay? I'm only picking up on her essence, okay? She hasn't passed the spirit world. Her mind is still her own, okay? Thank you. And so, I mean, it will be difficult for me then to link into somebody that's laying in wait, as we would say, okay? I mean, I'd say I can feel her essence. I can get an idea about how she's feeling, about what's going on around her. Okay. I do get an impression actually she is waiting. Okay, and that she's willing to wait. Okay. But for me to try and take her to go is not my job. Okay. That's not what I'm here for. I just want her
to know that I'm with her in my heart, and that it's okay for her to go, and that I love her and I'll miss her forever.
Okay, sweetheart. I don't mean to sound rude, okay? But this is why I'm here, okay? What I will is I will do two things, okay? I will put her in her out healing book that we have here, okay? Also a book about helping people pass over to the spirit world. But what I would suggest that you do is to sit down in a quiet place, you know, in maybe like your bedroom for a little while, and just think about this person continuously in your mind, okay? And when you put up a picture of her as she was, okay, not as she is, as she was, and as if you're sitting in front of this person and talking to her verbally, okay, and then start then yourself talking to her, saying, you know, I need you to go, okay, it's okay if you pass over, okay, I love you, and you could tell her exactly how you feel and exactly what you want, okay, it's
okay.
not for me to do, sweetheart, okay, that's not right, but. Honestly, we can pass out these thoughts. You can sit down, but you need to have a clear mind and have no interference from outside. So nobody else coming into your room, no music, no TV, just you, your mind. Imagine in your mind's eye that you can see your friend, okay, as they were in their physical, okay, in their healthy life, okay, and you're having a one-to-one conversation, and you can tell that person how much you love them, and how much you appreciate the fact that they've held on for you to be there, and so on, and then you can say whatever you need to say to that person, okay?
Okay, I'll do that. Thank you so much. I didn't know if you were able to do that, but I understand now. Thank you.
But I'm not able to do it. It's not what I'm here for, sweetheart, okay?
Okay.
All right, sweetheart. Take care.
All right. God bless you. Bye.
Yeah. So, it's... Everybody can do this. You know, when Patrick Swayze it was announced that he was ill, okay, I sat down, and not that I knew him personally. Hell, boy, I would love to have known that guy personally because he was so spiritual. But we can all sit down and imagine that person, whoever it is that's ill, okay, We can imagine themselves sitting in front of us. We're having a, we imagine us having a coffee together, or a pint, or whatever it is. We're having a general chat, and you can tell that person exactly how you feel. You know, if you know that they're actually on their passing death, okay, or bed, should I say, you could pass them. You know, do you know what? I really love you. Thank you for your time on this earth plane to be spent with me. Okay, thank you so much for allowing yourself to share your life with me. But what I really want now is for you to be happy, you to be better of this ailment, this illness that you've got, and you know, and if you want to go to the spirit world, please do. Okay, so these are healing things. Okay, healing thoughts. So just think of that. We could do that to anybody. You know, every Monday I do a free healing circle. You know, where we sit here, we actually physically send out healing to everybody that we know of that needs it. So, you know, we should all do this. We should just all do it. So anyway, guys, I'm Nick Humphries. I'm your host. Okay, this is the Nick Humphries Medium Show. You can get me at www.nick-humphries.com. I have got 5 minutes left of the show. I'm going to check my emails again. I still have no other winners for this other pair of tickets. Oh dear. It's been a bit of a bizarre show. Okay, so next week it'll be just me, myself, and I. I've got one more track. What? Yes, should we just go for the track? Yeah, let's go for one more track, and I'll come back and I'll say goodnight. So I'll speak to you in a minute.
Come my lady, come my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar, baby. Come my lady, come my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar, baby. Such a sexy, pretty little thing. Since April bitch, you got me sprung with your tongue ring. And I ain't gonna lie, cause your loving gets me high. So to keep you by my side, there's nothing that I won't try. Butterflies in her eyes and her looks to kill. Time is passing, I'm asking, could this be real? Cause I can't sleep, I can't hold still. The only thing I really know is she got sex appeal. I can feel, too much is never enough. You always there to lift me up when these times get rough. I was lost, now I'm found, ever since you've been around. You're the woman that I want, so you're putting it down. Come my lady, come my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar, baby. Come my lady, you're my pretty baby, I'll make you electric, you make me go crazy. Come my lady, come my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar, baby. Come my lady, you're my pretty baby, I'll make you electric, you make me go crazy. I don't deserve you, and that's it. Some kind of hidden essence to show me life is precious, and I guess it's true. But to tell the truth, I really never knew till I met you. See, I was lost and confused, twisted and used up. I knew a better life existed, but thought that I missed my lifestyle. Wow, I was living like a wild child, trapped on a short leash, paroled to police files. So yo, what's happening now? I see the sun breaking down into dark clouds, and a vision of you standing out in the crowd. So come my lady, come my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar, baby. Come my lady, yo, my pretty baby, I'll make you electric, you make me go crazy. Come my lady, come my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar, baby. Come my lady, yo, my pretty baby, I'll make you electric, you make me go crazy. Hey sugar mama, come and dance with me. The smartest thing you ever did was take a chance with me. Whatever tickles your fancy, girls, me and you like Sid and Nancy. So sexy, almost evil, talking about butterflies in my head. I used to think that happy endings were only in the books I read, but you made me feel alive when I was almost dead. You filled that empty space with the love I used to chase, and as far as I can see, it don't get better than this. So butterfly, here is a song, and it's filled with the kiss and the thank you, miss.
Come and dance.
Come my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar, baby. Come my lady, you're my pretty baby, I'll make your legs shake, you make me go crazy. Come my lady, come my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar, baby. Come my lady, you're my pretty baby, I'll make your legs shake, you make me go crazy. Come my lady, come my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar, baby. Come my lady, you're my pretty baby, I'll make your legs shake, you make me go crazy. Come my lady, come my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar, baby. Come my lady, you're my pretty baby, you'll make electric, you'll make me go crazy.
Come and dance with me, 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 come and dance
Well, guys, it's come to the end of my show. Thank you to everybody that called in, and thank you for listening. Have a wonderful evening, wonderful day, and till next week, next Tuesday, love and light to you all. Take care.
Thanks for tuning in to the Nick Humphries Medium Show, here on MikeSpirit.fm. You can join Nick every Tuesday evening at 9:30 p.m. UK time and 4:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can find Nick on Skype and also on Facebook by searching for International Medium Nick Humphries, or visit his website, www.nick-humphries.com. Love and light to you all.